All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, March 10th of 2025, and looking ahead here, we have a big 10-game NBA main slate tonight. We have a 4-game NHL main slate, and it is the week of the players for golf, so it should be a fun week here heading into Thursday, but for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up, and we will start with questions as they come in here and just kind of keep answering them along the way. So we did have one question come in prior to the show here. I did ask a couple follow-ups, but haven't gotten a response yet. I just saw it, but we'll do my best to talk about it in general and just kind of give a brief overview here. So the question is, can you show how you would build a set of lineups by using the projection and ownership filters on the starter plan? And yeah, like we could do a starter plan slate demo. It's like totally cool. Now, as far as like projection and ownership filters go, so again, there's two types of filters, right? We have player pool filters, and then we have lineup filters after the build, right? So if we're talking about curating our player pool, I usually set something super, super small and just do something like my projection greater than 10, right? And this is just kind of like trying to not play players who like might not even get in the game. Like, I think like what I'm like mostly guarding against is like, okay, why do these guys have, you know, 0.03% ownership, 0.01? It's like, well, there's probably some amount of the time where, you know, this game blows out and then like they might get in the game, right? And they might play a lot. Like Cody Williams projected for like 9.99 points. And, you know, he has like a couple like 1% outcomes that are like 20, 25. But for me, like, do I need to risk that from this player? And like, maybe it's a good idea, but on like a big 10 game slate, I think there are enough other not so risky plays and players that will probably definitely play, not just, you know, a certain amount of time. I mean, you pull this up, you know, he scores 0 points, like almost 10% of the time. So that means like 10% of the time, like he's probably not even getting in the game. And I'm not saying you're going to get these players, but I'm saying like, you know, there could be outliers where they could sneak into your lineup. I'm just kind of trying to avoid that. I don't think I need it. I'd rather take some shots on some higher projected, still riskier type players, you know, in this other range here. So those are my thoughts on like projection filters. And then as far as ownership filters, I don't use any in the pre-slate, especially here. So we could set one up, right? You come in here and you say show players with my own, you know, less than or greater than or whatever you want, you know, and you pick a number. I don't see a need for those. So I don't do it personally, at least in the pre-slate. So this is how I'd be setting it up, right? Come in here, let's do 500 lineups, click build. So let's let this run. Philly said, we're loving Saber over at Shippin' Nation. Thanks for doing these. You're welcome. Yeah, happy to show off the product and just kind of talk through it every single day here. So we do the show 6 days a week, and I enjoy it every single day. All right, so let's set these lineups run. Again, good opportunity here to go to your contest tab, pull in your entry file, okay? So I don't need to create a custom contest sim since we're doing this on the starter plan. All right, so I go back to my build. Lineups load, right? Sort by exposure. I have 500 lineups here, how you would have it on the starter. and saber plane and 20 max, right? So first things first, right? Just make sure that you're using the right saber score. This is something I'll talk about if people are playing multiple contests on starter, right? And we recommend you use autofill, is go into each contest's row, right? It'll look something like this, like a row. And then there's going to be a rank by row. And then I would say go and put the right saber score. Small slate is any slate with 2 to 5 games. Large slate is any slate with 6 or more games. The small slate, large slate designation will happen automatically. So if you come in here and it's already on large, then just continue to use large. And then if you come in here and it's already on small, just continue to use small. But then you would want to go for the back half of the saber score. This is the entries in the contest, right? Some people ask, like, hey, is this prize pool? What is this? No, this is for the entry size, how many, you know, unique lineups there are going to be. So, you know, maybe you're playing the mini max and maybe it's 59,000 entries, right? Well, then I would go and switch it to the 50K plus option, right? And we can see some lineups move up and down based on the formula differences between the two saber scores, right? So 10K to 50K is using some projection, 0.1 weight on 95th percentile, then a negative 0.3 on adjusted ownership. And then that was 50K plus, I think. No, that was 10 to 50K. And then 50K plus is using some projection, same percentile, but a bigger weight on a bigger negative weight on the adjusted ownership. So fading ownership even a little bit stronger in the 50K plus contest, which makes a little bit more sense, right? So those are some of the differences there. Now, as far as filters again, right? So wanted to stick with this ownership and projection filter thing. So you can use filters at this point, right? Lineup filters. So what you could do is you can come in here and then you could say, hey, I want to create a filter and I want to say show lineups maybe with projection greater than X, right? And then maybe I just want to get rid of some of the lowest projected lineups in my pool, right? So I'm going to set this to 280. I'm going to rename this. And I'm just going to call it Proj. See, I go to lineups. And then here, it got rid of 57 lineups, right? So this is kind of great. This is exactly the type of impact that we talk about having, like getting rid of the... It depends what you're filtering for, right? So like projection, we want to get rid of the low projection. So here I'd get rid of like the bottom 10 to 20% of lineups. But then maybe if we're doing GeoMean, then I want to get rid of the highest owned lineups, right? To get lower ownership. So the higher low aspect kind of always depends on what you are trying to accomplish here. But this is how I would use a projection filter, right? I don't always use it. You could use it. But if you wanted to use it, this is how I would do it. Now, as far as ownership filter goes, right? Again, kind of the same way I talked about it, like in the player table pre-build, I wouldn't use an ownership filter for NBA, especially like a big 10 game slate. Now, if we're playing like a really small slate, you know, 2 games, 3 games, I might consider it here. But basically the only time I'm ever doing anything around ownership is when I'm trying to guard my lineups against being highly duplicated. I don't think the odds of your lineups being highly duplicated are very high on a big 10-game NBA Classic slate, but they could be a lot higher on a 2-game slate, right? Or something small like that. So in that case, yeah, I would consider it, right? And I would consider doing it the same exact way where I come in here and I do something where it says show lineups with ownership. I would say less than, and then I would go and find, you know, some number here. Maybe it's like 240. I'm just making one up. And then that didn't do anything. Okay, so we're going to lower it, and I'm going to rename it. I'm just going to call this some own. And then maybe drop it like 10%. See if that does anything. Nope. Let's go to 20. Okay, so we start to have a super small impact at 220, so then we'll just jump here, right? Let's go down 200. And then at 200, we're down to 23 lineups, right? So you just keep dropping it, trying to get rid of the highest some own lineups until, you know, you're kind of happy with the effect, but not something I generally recommend using unless, you know, you're playing some dupe heavy contest. So those are the ways I would use it, but I would stick with my Saber score. You could use the filters if you want. And then, you know, once you're ready, you have all your filters set, you know, set up your average projection aggregate metric and start making adjustments, right? Start using your mini uniques the same way, start checking your exposures and your leverages, making sure you're happy with those things, and then just kind of continue to personalize the lineups until you're satisfied, and then save them and upload them to your contests. All right. Philly said, I'd love if you aim some of these toward PGA with the players this week. Any rules that might be helpful, et cetera? How to get more unique lineups? Thanks. Yeah, good comment. I can definitely do that. Over on the Saber side, I don't know when Shippination releases their PGA projections, but our PGA projections are typically up Tuesday afternoons. So on tomorrow's slate, I will see if our PGA projections are up yet. And if they are, our slate demo for the day can definitely be geared toward PGA. So that's no problem at all. So I'll keep an eye on that and make a note for myself to use PGA slate if available. And then if not, we'll definitely do it Wednesday, or we'll do it both days. Totally cool. All right. Good comment there. Next question from Renegade. Can you walk through how to use a favorite lineup in one contest, but not use the favorite lineup in the other contest? Hopefully that makes sense. All right. So if I wanted to use favorites, so what I could do, right? Say I'm going to do two builds, and say I'm going to do, say I have a 20 max and I want to build 10 lineups one way and then maybe 10 lineups a different way, right? Okay. So my build one, I build 10 lineups. I click the star. It'll say save to favorites, and then it's going to send these 10 lineups to the favorites tab. Okay. So favorites will light up in parentheses. It'll show me how many lineups are there. And then I'll also get this notification, right? 10 lineups added to favorites. Okay. Well, then let's say, you know, I go to build two. I build my lineups, I send my 10 other lineups from build two to the favorites tab. Okay. So now those 20 lineups are in the favorites. Okay. The question is saying how to use favorited lineups in one contest, but not use the favorited lineups in another contest. So what I would do is you have to go to this drop down. So when you have your entries file here, you still have the ability to select which lineups you want to fill and which lineups you don't want to fill, right? So it'll effectively look like this. Will look like this. No, this is sorting. So when you click this drop down button, you're going to get a list of contests, right? It'll look like this. It won't look exactly like this, but you'll see your contests right in that pop up. You just want to go and you want to uncheck the contests that you don't want to fill. Okay. So you're in the favorites. Maybe you only want to do 120 max from the favorite lineups. Okay. I would use the mass uncheck box. It will uncheck all of your contests at once. And then I would go and just check one single contest, and then it will only fill that one. Okay. So then that's for your favorited lineups. All right. Now, what I would probably do is go back to my build, right? So we're going to use the favorited lineups for one contest only. Then I would go back to my build. The 10 lineups that you sent to the favorites are still going to be in your build. They don't disappear, right? I would probably just trash these. I would come back to my build. I would click trash all selected lineups. And then those 10 lineups are going to go away. It's going to give me 10 new lineups. I could verify this by opening up this dropdown and seeing, hey, there are 10 lineups in my trash. Now I know that the lineups that are in the favorites are not going to be used in any new contest I fill from this build again. And then what I could do is I can go back into my contest list, go check a different contest, and then now I know I will have new lineups. So some combination of saving different contests via this dropdown, trashing lineups from the builds you use, and then if you wanted, you could even clear the favorites tab to get rid of the lineups that are in the favorites and start over in the favorites section if you wanted to. So you got to figure out what workflow works best for you there, but there should be resources in order to help you figure out which direction you want to go with that. Okay. So check that out and let me know if you have any follow-up there. Philly said, I'll be checking in throughout the week. Thanks a lot for about PGA. Yeah, no problem. Hope everyone has a big week this week. I know a couple of users had a big week this week in NASCAR. SaberSim Logos shipped both the FanDuel and DK flagship contests. Shout out to Black Mamba, who always asks questions here on Office Hours. Nice to see him get a nice 20K win. And then SL Pendy taking down 100K over on DraftKings. So pretty sweet weekend to be used in SaberSim for NASCAR. Hope to see that continue here. But let's see. We just had an announcement in Discord. I'm actually kind of excited about this one. Kind of sticks with the PGA theme. Let's go check it out real quick. Pull this up on screen. Talk about it. All right. All right, I'm going to read this to you guys in real time in case anybody hasn't seen this yet. So Jordan just posted during the show right now. The Birdie Battle is coming back for 2025, beginning with the Masters Tournament in April. So we got about a month here. We've got a ton of awesome prizes in store for this year, and we'll have more details on that in the next couple of weeks. But we want to get things started off on the right foot for this week with a fun giveaway for the players. If you pre-register for the Birdie Battle with the form below, max enter the $3 birdie for the main slate for the players this week and use the SaberSim logo, you'll be entered into a giveaway for a custom SaberSim golf bag. We're giving away two bags. First, we'll go to the overall top finisher amongst registered entrants. And the second bag will be given to a random registered entrant announced in Office Hours next Monday after the tournament is over. You can register at this link. And then good luck this week. And if you have questions, shoot us an email, support@sabersim.com. So there you guys go. I know a lot of people participated in the Birdie Battle last year and had a ton of fun doing that. That was super cool. Now it looks like it is back and you can win this SaberSim golf bag to get the week start, to get the Birdie Battle underway here. So check this out. It's in the announcements in Discord. If you guys aren't in Discord, there's a link to join in the description of this YouTube video. So that is how you would check this out. But super cool to see that the Birdie Battle is coming back. All right. Let's see here. Taking a peek in Office Hours. So we did knock out that one question there. Hit a couple more questions in the YouTube chat. Already knocked out our slate demo for the day. So think we are going to wrap. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.